93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carlo drama over the journal found hidden deep in the closet and the discovery of such journal. And now someone is asking for an investigation.
My initials aren't CEA for anything. Similar to CIA. Oh. I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, I didn't either, but...
I feel like... basically, this wife goes into her bedroom the other day, last weekend. Her husband's holding her journal. And she's like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I found this. It not only was it hidden, it's got a lock on it. And I'm just a little curious, you know, can I see what you write in your journal? She's like, negative, ghostwriter. And now they're kind of fighting. But it's like, look, I understand... privacy, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, I'm going to want to know what you're writing in your journal. If we're married, you know, I'm going to assume we're besties. And why can't I know what you're writing? I want to know your deepest thoughts.
No. Yes. No, just walk away from it. You got nothing. I mean, look, really? 869-1093. Is there anybody that agrees with me? Go ahead, man. We've heard from the ladies so far. Let's hear from some of the guys. Go ahead, dude.
I think that, you know, even though she has a right to her privacy, you know, I mean, she should be able to trust her significant other with it. I think she should be able to, you know, feel confident in her significant other to trust her with that.
Oh, I love it. See, there, that's what I was trying to say. I couldn't put it into words. Oh. He took the words right out of my heart. He took them.
You stole a play right out of my playbook on that one. Oh, my God.
Love
really?
It.
Come on. Okay, if that's what you're going with, sir, it's two against one right now. Thank you for calling.
Two against one.
Yeah, you guys, come on. 869-1093, what do you think?
Man, he made the fundamental mistake. He asked for permission and not forgiveness. There's no way. There's no way I can find something in my house.
Boom.
And I don't bust it open and read it.
Now, boom.
If I knew you was writing in the journal, then I know it was yours. Other than that, I could bust it open and read it. You didn't tell me it was yours.
Right. I found this journal. Maybe it was like an heirloom from the person who lived here before, and I'm trying to see what this treasure is. So I'm going to like get a saw and saw open the lock and see what's inside and see what you've been hiding.
Okay. I like where this is going. Just like be active and make it happen, huh?
Yeah.
That's it. And then, you know, like I said, ask for forgiveness later, say, baby, I'm sorry, I didn't know that was yours.
Who's Paul, though? Who's Paul?
You know, two things are going to happen. One, I'm going to know what's in the journal. Two, next time you decide to write a journal, you'll let me know, hey, I'm writing a journal, so don't be busting up my book. I'll be like, oh, okay.
My bad, babe.
Really?
My bad.
What are we in a communist country or something here? We got to give notices now? Are you kidding me?
Don't do that.
Just like that person come over to your house and say, hey, man, I found $5 in your couch. How you going to find $5 in my house? You can't find nothing in my house.
Well, I wouldn't announce I found $5 unless they're like, hey, did you happen to see $5?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was mine.
Yeah, I would have never. All right, man. Thank you for calling, okay? Oh, my God. So his position is my house, my property. I find it. I'm looking and ask for forgiveness later.
That is correct.
Really? 869-1093. Call now.
Is your parking lot ready for the harsh winter weather? Call the professionals at Pave the Way today for a fast, free estimate for all your pavement needs. They specialize in asphalt and concrete paving and repairs and will custom tailor their estimate to fit your individual needs and budget. Patch